Where the But on that, for this purpose, the present version of the two have been able to watch. So we will not stress until 2008, 2012, where the debt ratio was 908, we began to be stressed. So currently the family was stressed. But if you look at the trend which is increasing, let me take drastic steps of enhanced monitoring and protection of what is available, of increased efficiency in use, by every South African. The development of more resources and another capital, then we may be reaching the strategy which is 500 kilometers in inheritance area. And then maybe the last one, like before I get into the program, the water balance. Now, when you do the water balance study, this is informed by the need, the water requirements, the variation, the education studies, the economics and demographics, they will figure out how the research requirements are going. Now, if just after looking at the needs and after looking at the water situation, if there's a matter, then we go to people for looking at the water availability. How much water is available? We need to do the hydrological analysis, build the operational analysis, we need to analyze the allocation time and the monitoring and looking at the business for you. Now, sometimes these two do not work out, and then you have to come up with the intervention. And the first intervention, of course, is one thing we have to do with innovation. Looking at the field of assessment, developing the strategy, and of course, coming up with information plan and information plan and monitor. This is how we operate currently in this department. And of course, closing use compliance is the next one. Status assessment, develop the legal process. So sometimes it might be, the problem might be that the water is actually being stolen. There might be some illegal things. So you've got to look into that and you've got to ensure that the initial compliance with the regulatory information. And then, if all that does not work, then of course you go to the most extensive and the expert, then you have to come up with infrastructure planning. You go to now start thinking of coming up with a scheme for the situation, engineering, community studies, economic comparisons, and so on, and the legal and the contractual agreement and the finances that we should have. Now, the question is, in the next slide, does South Africa have potential to develop? Indeed, yes. If one uses our surface water on the left hand side, you find that at least maybe 1.5 of the remaining potential is 5.4 billion cubic meters of water. The rest, remember, is going to be themselves because of the groundwater and so on. I just want to focus on that. So this is very much that we can still develop in terms of our surface water that much. And the groundwater, we are using, the usable potential is 5 billion, and we are using almost half of that, we use it 2 to 3. So we can double the groundwater investment. But what does it take? It takes very expensive assessments, and it means that we need to appropriately assess where the groundwater is, how much is it there, and do a lot of field work. And now the next is now the climate change, because I've just met the high level scenario. Now, this slide here is showing the kind of adaptation approach that we need to. At a strategic level, the long term 2050 years, using the climate change projections and other scenarios. We look at the supply and demand. We look at the reservoir safety. We might have to resize the reservoirs, like 10 million to give example of resizing the reservoirs. And of course, the issues of land management, these are the long term. But technical, at the short term, within the water management, the
Now, one of the things that they are doing now, that we
change. When you do your, for example, when you do your allocation, what that strategy is not doing, do you need to rethink how you approach or not? Whatever you do in the department, so when you start to meet students, can you compare the process with all the reasons? And as a result, some of the reasons, of course, started to develop their own response strategies, supported by the department of water and sanitation, supported by the department of environment, of course, some of these strategies were also being funded by the tertiary there. And of course, efficiency in use in consideration of the climate change impact promoted to this campaign. And then assessment of climate change impact in the communication science. We have even mainstream climate change in our communication science. You would know that up until 2015, we have been doing the consideration by climate change, but of course, using other analysis and using other, looking at the other analysis to say what is likely to happen. But now we have designed the spectral climate change to look at the climate, what are the versions saying. And the example that I'm showing is from the commandment, which is in the next slide. What happened is that they were in the Smithfield stand, the flood design was assessed. The assessing the flood design capacity of the Smithfield then for accommodating future floods under climate change scenarios for the period of 1846 to 1865 and 1875 each year. And of course, the mention of the future flood peaks, the scenarios told us that the damage is projected to increase by 30%, which requires the non-steel crest level of 935.8 meters. However, this level is within, it was found that it was within the original proposed level of 936, which means that the crest level provides adequate resilience. Otherwise, the climate change scenario projections inform the risk adaptation response. We have started to do that already. And there are other resources in the examples in the country like that that show that example. The other thing that we're doing since we developed the strategy and since we implemented here in 2015, we have internally, in-house, been undertaking what we call climate change risk and vulnerability assessment. We've been assessing, if one looks at the bar or the orange of the removal system, looking at different movements in areas in South Africa, what is likely to happen as a result of climate change? We know we have problems of pollution in the bar. We are aware that we have certain areas where a lot of pollution changes from more than the system can provide. We know we have various stressors, various non-climatic stressors. However, the question is, what about climate change? And this is exactly what we're doing. Saying, these are the climate risks that we have from the past that we have produced. And one of the interesting findings that we got from that within the bar is that for the Lesotho Highlands, a projected slight increase in summer rainfall and decrease of winter rainfall by more than 25% during the intermediate future of 2046 to 2055 is projected. Now, the temperature of the high school area within the Lesotho under wet case scenario for the same period is projected to increase by 15%. Now, what does this mean for the Somali transfer that we have? Remember that, again, how we take your thinking on the same day from the soil. So the soil is very important, although it's not in South Africa, but it's very important in terms of the fact that it's a rich area, and it's where a lot of water comes in that area map that I show is also verified with a lot of water source in the soil. So what about the transfer from the soil in the future? So this is an indication for future continuous reliance of water transfer from the southern shores of Alaska to be more wide, water-wide now in view of the fossil shall be in the future. The point I'm making here is that it's not that we shouldn't continue to get water from the southern, it's that we should not become in the past and in the future. We have also done some projections of what is going to happen in the future in terms of drought at the world financial level. I just want to listen to say that the climate change is actually waiting at the very last stage. At the moment, the technology is waiting at the regional level, not at the farm level. But I do see this as an idea. Once we see them, then we can zoom in and go and do more details as well. So the other one is just the medical terms to shy in my mention. Now, the damage impact and strategies to the goal. I think part of the problem is we developed climate change strategies, but not for the specific. I think it's an area we have to develop that. And the DWE has developed strategies to go last part of more than 1 million, but the problem is in that. I just want to say the reason we developed the other strategies, they also include data as well. They didn't just develop this strategy just as workshop on their own. We went from the cleaners office in almost every province. We take all the land provinces. Wasn't an ambassador that dropped to complete there, but all the other provinces were already completed there. All regions have now developed their own strategies in their support from the cleaners office. So these strategies include the energy, include the transport, include issues pertaining to other culture in Africa, and not just water, but water is key. And then the South Africa we need to have a climatic zone. I think this is in the B4, whether it's in zone 1 or not, zone 3, about zone 2, zone 4, and following the zone 6, where they are right now. Now, in zone 1, this is important for the information. When we did the assessment, we have found that the key flooded the risk impact where lightning touching rainfall, particularly in the flood rainfall period, significantly increased temperature and less evaporation as well. The implication here is less water available, increased demand for agriculture mining and for other uses, increased dependency for multi-modal transit. Now, what strategies are actually happening there? The increased efficiency in water use. And of course, also the reducing the amount of revenue water. The department has already built and works in different departments throughout the country in terms of relay, because that is really a big problem. The non-revenue water, a lot of water that you're using from the system. And of course, in cost compliance to water use capacity, increase the water mix. Particularly around that area, we have a project of a multi-domain project in the only part of the water supply system. This project is ongoing, and this project is really increasing. So they show me that we go towards doing, I mean, developing more groundwater. And of course, we know that in the oil farm, we know that in the informality, we know that in the places like the big tank, we have the poor man, and we have water quality problems there. So also the issue of AMDs and the wastewater treatment in the oil farm, and they are ongoing work to deal with those issues. And then the Pongola and the Mkul, of course, the life increase in the rainfall, the increase in accidents, storms, except during, by the way, as a sort of process with upcoming heavies, it's actually March, April, May. It's March, April, May, the end of the autumn, the beginning of winter. That's what month means. March, April, May, my apologies. When rainfall increases, this is projected increase. The moderate increase in temperature due to the proximity to of course, the ocean and the soil water increases, where the groundwater is likely to actually be impacted. Now the implications are flooding and erosion, location, there's a problem also in alien invasive plants. Of course, there's also the issue of their money in their soil. Now the strategies are to eradicate the alien species. This is an ongoing problem by the Department of Environment through the Water for Waiting for Water project. Remember, I used to be with the Department now for water and sanitation, now it's with the environment. And of course, the issue of managing flood, that the data number of facilities there, and the desalination of saline water, where it's feasible, and the ranking show very interest, high interest, sometimes low interest. By the way, the projections that are being used by the project model, by the planning model of ABCT, etc., and the public interest service, have organically also sometimes been part of the problem. But I think they give us some, in most instances, they are very comfortable to give us a very comfortable to what we are doing in the future. And it's significant in the temperature that they are not bringing in terms of temperature, but in terms of rainfall, it's usually just an unpredictable in this area. There are also politically the challenges as well, and the fourth increased demand for strategies. Water quality management, then the AMD means excess mine drainage. Again, I don't know. Excess mine drainage is just to say what AMD is. Excess mine drainage projects to treat mining water, the mining water department, especially the department involved in that, for helping, and also the national department and other folks. What we do, we treat the effluent mine drainage, effluent mine water, EMD water, black water is contaminated from mine, and then take it back into the system. Increased efficiency in water use, water quality challenges, and so on. Wastewater treatment wells, WWTWS, wastewater treatment wells. And of course, also, as we said earlier, there's a transfer from Lesotho Highland Water Project. Lesotho Highland Water Project. Zone 4, of course, this is the original. I'm thinking of rainwater being happening in the eastern part, but this might be increased storm activity. And likely drying in the areas westward and coastal areas, and we can see increasing in the the implication is that more dependency on groundwater. We have to know the orange is the only surface water today in most cases in the north, especially in the north. A lot of folks say in some of the towns depend absolutely on just groundwater, which means groundwater development is very important, groundwater protection is very important. There's high evaporation rates of reservoirs as well. So the strategy is to improve groundwater assessment and management. Just one correction. What is actually in practice, they should just be another point because the project is called the project on development of the fuel system to regulate the system and to increase the yield within in the orange. And efficiency in water use, of course. Okay? When we move, if you come out, don't try. I'm just going to feel ready for the test in the year round rainfall is at the end. Very, very difficult for the planning model of the CFR and the UCP and even elsewhere all over the world to be able to predict rainfall. Sometimes there is also increase or decrease, but sometimes the initial shift in the rainfall in terms of from one area to the other. And the likely increase in the summer rainfall in the western part, and the moderate temperature increase. The implication is we need to improve our forecasting and projections. And the high demand for water, of course, is going to happen, and the area in the city plan is also a challenge. So the water use efficiency, the use and efficiency is very important. Again, I just want to say that the example of the water project is not an example for water use and efficiency. It's a project that is called the project from the water project that the department has undertaken. The plan has already been done, of course, in the municipality plan. And for the realization of the basic plan, and we need to consider desalination needs to be taken into the whole as well, way that they cover the interview. And lastly, the created whole belt oliphant. Key planning availability impact, uncertain climate impact on winter rainfall in winter. But that is the increase in orographic activity. Orographic is now the rainfall, the habits the mountain areas. Possibly spread of rainfall beyond the historical winter rainfall period. There's a possibility that there will be shifts of rainfall from here analyze us to the same time. And of course, the strategy is to deal with the issue of what happens again. Desalination, development of groundwater regimes, and of course, the reason of the 10 million again is the project is in the reality is not really about groundwater, the project is on the other side. And then, just to share with my friends before I go up here, we have developed the spreadsheet, the what we call the network in the department's website. Anybody can access it anywhere. It's freely available. You can access it and play with it. It will show you, from it you can be able to look at what is happening in your area, what is happening, for example, in your either in say if it's say for example the making in the report, what is happening in the report in terms of rainfall, in terms of temperature, in terms of what is likely to happen in the future, in terms of stream flow. The example that there is at a national level of stream flow. And this example is showing us that most of the water management areas are likely to have less than 10% decrease in stream flow. That's what it says. And you can see in contrast to the map on the left hand side. And only about 150 the dark blue is likely to be more than 10%, you know, of course. So this is a very interesting tool that I would encourage anybody to use. You can see me and understand it. And then of course, just when you use it, you can open up the filter there to show the wet spell, the dry spell, the rainfall. So you can actually look at the projections of the climate change in your area in different areas in South Africa and the rest of the national. That's going to take much time. It's not only climate change, by the way. We also have groundwater, we have also economic drought, we have harvest water. We almost all the studies that we have in the climate change like to put on there. And this is an awareness tool as well, where somebody can just from their own get into the system and look at what is happening, what is happening. It's our data all the time. Now, the water provision demand management is challenging for us, especially for the demand side of water, which is really challenging for us. For instance, this is that we continue to collaborate with the local government to reduce the number of water, improve efficiency, and reduce the losses. And then, of course, the national master plan, national water and sanitation master plan, is where this slide is coming from. This slide is telling us that currently, at the moment, we are using 73% of the water is for surface water, 14% is for groundwater, and of course, 18% is the chemical that we use. Now, going into the future, by the next 2025, we are waiting for the water side to do that, reducing reliance on surface water, which means 67%, because surface water is overcharged, it's over-allocated, and then, of course, increasing the groundwater contamination to 15% of the total mix, and, of course, the return flow 13%, and then we also use SF9 drainage 1%, and of course, desalination is also 3%. And then, of course, by 2040, only 60% of the surface water and 30% of groundwater, and of course, the other unconventional sources will have increased. This is will progressively increase the time. That's not even the reason that surface water. It only means that there will be more of the other sources, such as in total, the percentage of surface water will increase. Now, let's take it to pass very descriptive. The development of serious natural hazards for disaster is often a very tricky phenomenon, and it impacts very commonly in the region. I think the interplay between what is happening in Asia and what is happening in these overuse. In the next slide, we get our naming of course from the national labs. One can see that the section 3 And of course, we set up another thing, meeting. dry run, use a dry run, and then the annual traffic analysis, refine the scenario, and then of course we have a meeting, and then the decision on operational rules. How are we doing on the final results of the
quality? You have
planning. And then of course, the monitoring ongoing. Just quickly, I just want to put this in 1 minute. This slide is an A1 system meant from the bar. It shows that in April 2015, if you look at that black line there, that's where we were. That's where we were. And this red dot are showing the point where the restriction takes place. So here is a red example in April 2015 that, then we have restrictions because we have enough water system, and but the year later, in April 2016, we have the 2000 system, and they have a lot of pollution, those results. That's when the restrictions took place. And then after the restrictions, of course, it's also rain there, but the restrictions of organization helped a lot because April 2017, the system has picked up. That's what the slide is trying to show. The next slide is similar to the previous slide, which is just showing what I showed you. And then the generic process for the development and implementation of the operation of rules are that every 5 years we review the hydrologic and infrastructural configuration, establish systems operation forum, and then finalize the allocation to develop the new appropriate Shimba process, and DSS is decision support system for analyzing the system operation rules. Set decision date for water source analysis and balancing when the systems of the environment have communication on acceptable water allocation restriction. And in conclusion, check. South Africa is a water-stressed country. We have, at the moment, less than 1,000 cubic meters of water available per capita per year. And likely to become a scarce. Because as we've seen that graph, we've seen that the water level is decreasing. But we can fix that by, of course, the stuff that we talked about, by looking at the water conservation demand and emission by the water. And some of these practices are currently taken into account in planning and management in the department. And the successful implementation of operation rules contributes to the sustainability of water resources. If I had my way on these South Africans to really comply with the operating rules, if we say we are attaining, let's comply to that, because it will be very helpful in ensuring that we still have water for the area. And of course, both demand management and water management are down to the systems of our challenges. Thank you.
Yes, and you sound more like a priest. You know how they do it, you know, they start and they go out and get passion, but it goes with the sense of your government that can you remember as we emphasize on our interests, our interest is more of a programmatic approach. Granted, all the areas mentioned, they talk pretty much to conservation and at the same time saving the water. I guess that talks to programs related to communication. In the case of drought, we are in the same class of things. All of that is done through collaboration with other state agencies and also local municipalities. That's the essence of what Glenn and Doctor is really talking to us about. Once again, the interest in getting out communicated to the minister once more about because more and more as you talk, I'm tempted to ask myself the question is, where exactly is this that you're saying happening? So that as we are going to our own communities here, or even to where we are here, and see those communities out there, their lives being told for the better. When we talk first to this general this, and we wish to develop the conceptual element of coordination mechanism that will help us to address the impact of climate change. We understood what you call the long-term adaptation scenario. In that long-term adaptation scenario, we focus on the nine thematic areas of planetary ecology, and one of the key areas around the water. We in the scenario work was able to give us an indication as to what to expect in terms of the percentage climate and the impact that we have, particularly on the availability of water resources. And I think it demonstrated a significant proportion that the amount of water has been allocated, and however, due to extreme events, and I anticipated that we had an impact on the water. We looked as well on the impact on agriculture, which nicely focused on the implication of the food security. As you may be well aware, drought has affected the production of maize and other key staple foods that we have in the country. And when you look at the theme of disaster, where the scenario starts to tell us that there will be more extreme events, and we need to be prepared for flood storm, and there will also be degradation of biodiversity because the climate is changing and the biodiversity is being affected. And we also look at the ocean coast, and the scenario are telling us the sea level will rise and there will be extreme events. In action, the scenario will not be helping us to understand the future events and the implications that will be associated with it. These are the scenarios that we came up with. We have about 13 degrees Celsius. Temperature increase, we have water and dryer, means that we have more dry season, hotter and wetter, which will be associated with flooding, and we have the warmer and drier under 13 degrees Celsius and the warmer and the wet. This chair just provides a short summary of the scenario in terms of the impact on the fresh water and the marine ecosystems. The impact in terms of the proportion of the population that will be affected by the climate because they don't have the adaptive capacity due to most of those people who are living in impoverished areas. High diseases such as malaria, which are climate induced, were also noted, and the water shortage, I think, was one of the key areas due to the extreme heat events that will have more impact on the transportation. In terms of some of the ways of dealing with challenge, I think there was very clear options which demonstrate that we need to address continuously, monitor, and have the seasonal forecasting. And I hear my colleagues talking about the early warning systems, which normally we receive from the South African Weather Service, just to be able to help on those projections. But we need to have more improved drought planning to ensure that there is secure water sources in the areas and make sure that from the drought perspective, there are drought resistant systems that are active that would be used by farmers and the households. And again, the issue around the restoration of critical ecological systems, which some of our programs, particularly the Working for Water program, is making a huge contribution to. And the removal of the energy intensive species, which the Department of Environment is trying because we well aware that the invasive species have a large consumption of water in comparison with the indigenous plants. And alternative sources and improved storage capacity and the drought adaptation by rethinking on how that around the issue of food gems, water and food gems, the community networks. So these are some of the options that the scenario work was able to point out. The issue around investment management, the land care practices, the issue around support for the Working for Program, Working for Wetlands, and our natural resource management as key programs that will help us in addressing the issues of drought and impacts thereof. And the issue around designing standards of key infrastructure, which will
this in others in flooding, because there are scenarios for sure that if you have more rain, you have flooding that will affect the infrastructure around the country. In terms of the drought intervention shares that the department has been involved in, which has a direct contribution to our amazing drought, these are some of those things that we can actually do. We can actually direct environmental assessment across all the provinces so that we can understand where the hotspots of variances associated with climate change in all the provinces. We also completed the response plans in all the nine provinces to enable them to adapt to climate-related risks. We have the adaptation fund projects in three provinces in Limpopo, Northern Cape, as well as in KwaZulu-Natal. And these projects focus largely on the warning systems to support the local communities, to support the small scale farmers by making sure that they have early warning information that will assist them. We have focusing on the raising the climate resilient livestock, particularly in the Northern Cape, which was also affected by drought. The production of the climate resilient drawing was tea, was one of the interventions under the adaptation plan project. Climate smart vegetable production as well, just to make sure that it's sustainable foods was one of the focus areas. The investment in water security and the rainwater harvesting system, particularly in the Mumbai region, was one of the interventions that the project focused on. And I think the enhancement of investment in climate proof infrastructure was one of the thematic areas that the adaptation fund focused on. We also shared the working on the framework for climate services. With the framework for climate services, we went with the South African Weather Service to help us in developing the air warning and the products that can be disseminated. And with this, we are trying to make sure that we bring interface between the climate information producers and the users. We did the users meeting and we did the producers meeting so that we can create an interface where the climate information producers will be able to share the climate projection, climate observation with the users. And we currently finalize the coordination mechanism for the implementation of we went with the municipalities just to capacitate them to undertake risk and vulnerability assessments to develop their response plan. And we thus start our 44 district municipalities and we undertook in the risk and vulnerability assessment and they put the plans together just to ensure that they take into account climate change into the planning processes. Through the working for fire, we developed the fire belt to reduce fire hazard when it is dry and muddy. The areas become very prone to fire, so we developed those fire belts. And I think the monkey program has emphasized around the mobile island in the cities, which has been central to responding to drought, and the issue around the rehabilitation of the workers, particularly for the working poor. A welfare program which has been significantly interested in the drought.
To raise again, just to repeat. Dobro, ok, izvršavam. Thank you.
And then the other part is the utensils that you are using, how short are you that they are left in terms of use?
We will answer.
any type of application, because there is a possibility of the contamination of the water sources every time the land is hand around. And like any other environmental issue, it is addressed in EIA, so that we are fully aware of the risks and actually are able to take the right decision should such an application come in front of us. I would like therefore to hand over to the team to deal with most of the questions that in any case where the IT has not already addressed, I'll be able to speak.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I'll start with the negotiations at the Internet of the Sea. The department is part of the negotiating team under the Department of the Environment. In fact, we might do a lot none other than that it's over here because water is about adaptation, so we deal with adaptation issues. But specifically, the department has over the years been sharing the research and systematic observation agenda item as a network, which talks to the networks and tools that are being used to project climate change, which talks to all the work that is being done by the IPCC in terms of the assessment reports that have been produced over the year, which talks to the work that is being done by the World Meteorological Organization in terms of hydrology, in terms of all the work. And also specifically, we look out for the water-related issues, although water is not a standalone agenda item under the UNFCCC. However, the Department of Water and Sanitation deals with any issues that pertain to the water. I think that Mr. will also add a little bit, need to confirm or to not confirm that. The next step I would like to deal with is the use of the issue that the honorable member referred to as a telling call that the report is on the terms in our identity. What do we have in the department to conserve water? Well, the department has got a special unit and directorate, which is called Water Use Efficiency Directorate. This unit works with the municipalities in terms of supporting the municipalities in their the reduction of the number of water, in dealing with the loss of the water housing and so on. So not only in terms of the working in the industry, but we also look at the supply side of things and look at whether we shouldn't impose where, you know, the needs, ensure that the need for supply in terms of supporting the way it needs to be done, and supporting in terms of the, well, because building again is a long thing, in terms of any other approach that can be done in order to increase the size of the power. There's a very interesting question that I remember asked, which is about the water that is put into the ground, where it is actually coming. And we have indicated in the presentation that the evaporation rate in South Africa is very, very high. As soon as the water gets into the ground, until the saturation point is reached, in other words, until the water fills all the spaces, that water will not be usable. It will not replenish the ground, it will not reach the ground by in terms of most of it. We just use it by through evaporation. In fact, sometimes you will find some of the whitish subsequent evolution is sought. They have actually crystallized on from the incorporation. So the problem with the child of the reality is the incorporation. That is why in this respect, I think the best would be for us to have a stage which one would still very difficult to recover. The issue of the wetland versus the grass. And one thing, the graph here was that the yellow part is just the tent, but the blue part is all the total water per capita, including any water that you can get from anywhere, whether it's from groundwater, from surface water, or even from the wetlands. But the wetlands are very important for the department because they also deal with the issues of the sponges absorbing a lot of water in the grass, so they need a lot of investment. So we find that very important to protect the wetlands. And you talk about the water that is always coming out from the town. In fact, this situation you would find mostly in areas around the Eastern Cape. But the point is that, let's say, it's just a natural phenomenon that sometimes you have this water. I don't want to be technical, but I'll try and explain it in terms of what processes are going on in terms of geographical phenomena. Thank you. calculate the amount of water and the chance of the tools that you use. We have different instruments that we use to do what we call monitoring. In other words, to measure how the system is behaving. If the system is responding, is your groundwater going down very fast? We have the what is called the groundwater level meter. It's very simple. What happens is that water becomes electricity. And in fact, that wire, they have a wire going up and going down, and they connect it to a piece of iron. One that piece of iron, which is what makes the energy, they just leave it like that. And then when it goes down and gets into the water, then the current is like the current is closed. It's like when you switch on the light. And then the captain who is doing the monitoring up there on the ground is going to see an instrument which is called an ammeter to measure the current that needle will start moving. Now that needle is moving because the current is complete. However, we have measured the pay output for the monitor, and then we know how deep the water is because we know where it is. And then begin Now, key question, and it's very, very good question. How reliable are these instruments? Now and then you need to do what we call calibration of your instrument. In other words, you check and you sort of test them, test if they have maybe something has gone wrong, and you start. And of course, maybe I will also ask my other colleagues, but the water from the mine not used, it is not possible to use it for consumption. Safe to say, any water, whether it's from the toilet, whether it's from the mine, whether it's from the sea, it is possible technologically to convert that water to the only issue that comes to the question is you do your economic is it cheaper to is it cost effective to go all the way and drain it but sometimes, most times, what we do now in terms of water use or water provision in my country, we propose that. We propose a fit for use. We say, if this water is not useful for drinking, what can it be used for? Can it be used for flushing toilets? Or can it be used for irrigation? It is a much smaller tobacco. We use it for irrigation. But if sometimes you can make it to use that. So that other part of the user can use specifically for drinking capital. So it is
thank you, sir.
So
you done?
I'm done.
You want to respond? You want to talk?
Chair, I think my response has been to your question around the measures for climate change. Depending on environment, as we said, the policy and climate change cuts across various sectors. So what we're finding is that we don't have a designated budget for climate change. However, there are a number of programs across the mining sector departments that aim at responding to climate change. The National Mineral Production Center on the energy efficiency, the National Green Fund, which is funding projects that are both mitigation and adaptation, and the Green Economy Work. So there are a number of centers, Chair, that are having programs that respond to climate change, but we don't have a designated budget for climate change.
Okay, thank you for that prompt response.
La Francisco por lana okwabiwa khona kwamanzi. Ngifuna ukubuza kena kuphela ukuthi abiwa kanjani amanzi. Why abanye abantu banawo amanzi ngeshicozi? Kuyingani kulesidalo sikawoza? Leli dalo sikawoza laba bantu bonke babuyela nawo. Kodwa umbizo wokuthi usiyazi lo nyaka bonke bakelelo sokuda banawo amanzi. Kanti kunesidalo liyakhetha lokudalo amanzi okufundisa abanye abantu. And most of them, in me, don't get a man by the town. I'm not a man,
yeah.
which is called water therapy. People who are studying this medicine do not have water. Now what I want to know is, it is a norm that many people should not have water, because it's something that is, you know, okay.
Can be applied to most of
because of the regulations that we have announced to deal with that, the waiting for that.
The issue around the alien invasive species, I think that the answer
community and awareness section. In terms of other awareness activities, as I mentioned, we've built a number of community activities, the World Environment Day, the Awareness Day, has been part of the awareness program that the department is having, so that on a particular day there will be massive awareness and raising awareness around whatever the massive areas are. And I think the benefit of the waste management, there was a lot of awareness raising around the plastics. So we have a program around awareness that incorporates a number of commemorative days just to make sure that we raise awareness. But I think the point I'm taking home is the mission of disability, which I will definitely take a call to indicate that one thing that I think was raised quite very strongly from the department can be visible and can be more aware of the environment. Thank you.
Sure.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On Wednesday, we are going to
hear what laws have been agreed, and also get to see as to how far can we prioritize some of the areas that require touch by the NPA for prosecution. In the afternoon on that same day, we shall be expected to adopt the DRR report, or the review recommendation report. That shall be a program not going to come. And my thought during the saying this session is adjourned, and we thank you very much.